Welcome back to another episode of the Flycast episode. I'm gonna guess 98. We got Meathead looking
Hold
it
on,
up.
I
right
haven't
now.
Even I haven't even looked at the camera yet. I literally didn't know we were recording. I'm not in character yet.
Did you get in character?
Okay, hold on.
Welcome back to an. What are you doing? You got a tournament today.
Yeah.
Is this what you're doing?
Tournament today, so you know people always bail an hour before, and I have to find subs.
Is that what's happening right now?
Yeah.
Who bailed? Let's call them out right here, right now, live on the Flycast.
Iceman Isaac bailed because he has a newborn baby and he's a new father and wants to be with his wife and baby. God. What a loser!
It's honestly pathetic the excuses people come up with.
What a
days.
Loser, right, guys?
Nate shot baby. Iceman Isaac baby.
Too many babies.
Maniac? Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe baby.
Maybe baby. You getting married or baby first? Which one?
I just don't care about
either.
Yeah. No. I want a kid for sure. Also, remind me to spit this Zen out before I get lightheaded, start puking on the podcast. Yes, I'm addicted. Yes, I'm a fucking addict. You caught me.
What is a Zen?
It's just nicotine.
People say that. I've heard that, but what does that mean? Is it chewing tobacco?
It's not tobacco. It's just nicotine. Somehow,
so just
some
the
way.
Bad part?
Yeah. Well, no. I think tobacco is the
tobacco
bad
is the bad part.
The nicotine is the drug aspect of it.
Hey, Siri. So, are Zins bad for you?
They have to be bad for you. But apparently, it not having tobacco is a little better for you than... It's like chewing tobacco, but with just the nicotine. Mm. But there's also the way it's chemically fucking made. Who fucking knows? But let's stay on topic.
So it's another drug that hasn't been FDA approved that's out on the market.
Everything's
it's
a another, fucking drug.
It's another USB stick, blue stick. It's better than cigarettes.
Vaping's insane. It's insane. If you think about it.
It's crazy.
It's literally like...
I
little
smoke
electro,
hookah.
Electrode fucking pulses igniting a flame of liquid into... That's how you're getting it?
I smoke hookah like once a year as like a little like...
Hookah's not...
Hookah's really bad.
Oh.
Hookah's like 300 pounds.
Well, I just think it would be
or some
not
shit.
As bad as vape.
No, vaping is crazy. I can't believe you guys do that.
I can't believe it's legal. I mean, but we also don't know the effects until...
Yeah.
Something bad is going to happen.
And also the feel like if vaping was like clean every time, which I'm sure a lot of people have a clean vape, but every time I've vaped, which has been like 8 times, I'll like hit it and it'll like, I'll like have a good little like release. And I'm like, oh shit. And then I hit it again. And then like the juice hits my tongue.
Mm-hmm. I don't really mind that.
Oh, God, that's the worst feeling, bro.
I just don't understand how... Literally, I've had this in 5 minutes. I'm about to spit it out. And it's because...
So, wait, what's the positive effect?
I don't know. I don't know if there is... I think there's like a 30-second, like... I'm like, the Zen hit. I don't even know how to explain it. 98% of the time, I feel worse after I use them. But then, like, 45 minutes will pass. I'll be getting shit on in Warzone. Yeah. Chat, Papa's in. Chug my coffee. Damn. And then I'll try to... That's my, like... It might
is
be a placebo
minty?
Effect
it,
to get locked.
Is it, like, minty?
Yeah. It's like a...
Oh.
Spear,
like,
they have, like,
with-
spearmint, wintergreen. So it doesn't taste bad. But I truly don't know the positives of it. Like, I... With nicotine and caffeine... For some reason, they hit me so hard. I've never been much of a caffeine person. Like, I can, like, sip on it. Like, if I was in a tournament, I would take my Addy, take my Zans, and then I sip the... Then I sip... take a couple hundred milligrams of Adderall, a couple bars of Xanax, and then I sip the...
Then a sip of coffee.
Then I sip a coffee.
Yeah.
And like then that's... Those sips, that's... It those puts said, me
for some reason they tasted amazing.
It puts me into the zone. Like that finally gets me focused.
Yeah.
I don't know why I could. Nicotine and caffeine have always been, I'm so sensitive to it, and I don't know why. And I feel like you've always been a heavy caffeine drinker. But like it's other really alcohol.
No, my caffeine intake is insane.
Certain pills, alcohol, certain, I don't even drink that much. But like even when I drink, like I didn't drink for a few months and then we had that New Year's party.
Yeah.
I probably took 6 shots before I got there. And then when I got there, probably took another 8. And then I still didn't get that like buzz I was chasing. Like I wanted to just be loose, a little slurring words, like that good drunk feeling. I was like chasing that and I never got it. So like I just don't understand how it works, how other things I feel like I can do so much of. But if I put a Zen in for 5 minutes, I'm like shaking. Like even now I feel it a little bit.
Especially like cigar, like have you ever smoked a cigar?
Yeah, that
like
cigar, shit hits me too.
Cigar shaky?
Vapes fucking destroyed me too.
Dude, cigar shaky is the worst.
Bro, I almost crashed one time smoking a cigar. When I first got out of rehab, I just wanted something. So I started smoking like Black and Milds. I picked up some cigars. I was smoking a cigar on the drive from where I used to live in Addison, like down to Frisco for a content day or something. It's like a 20-minute drive. So I light up a cigar. And I think I'm just so used to inhaling. I know not to inhale, but this was like a good cigar. I'm like puffing it regular. And then like one
like
time.
A stogie or like a little like.
A fat cigar.
Okay.
Like a real cigar. And I'm like hitting it like you should. Driving. And then I hit it. And I just like accidentally just like yeah. inhale a little. And it was the worst cough I've ever had. And I was driving. I wasn't actually swerving, but literally, like, I was, like, blind.
Dude.
Because I was coughing so hard. My eyes started watering. I was fucking losing my mind. It was, like, actually scary.
In college, we used to inhale Black and Milds.
I kind of did after rehab. People, when I was in rehab, fucking motherfuckers were inhaling that shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Black and Milds are a little different. Cigars are insane.
You can't inhale it.
Or it just fucks you up. I don't know the science behind it, but cigars did me fucking. I don't know how people smoke cigars.
Because
it's like, I want to inhale.
I used to get the big cigars, like the big ones in college. And then one time I was smoking it.
Just to feel cool?
Yeah, yeah. Because like everybody else was smoking weed and I was too scared to smoke weed.
Yeah.
So I would just smoke like first. I got introduced to Black and Milds, and so I smoked the Black and Milds. And plus, it was legal. I think that's why, because I was like not much of a
yeah.
I was kind of like a I'm gonna follow the law type person, and
man of Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I got Black and Milds.
Yeah.
What are they called? What
I'm sure they
wine
smoked
tips.
Shit back then.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I was So I started smoking Black and Milds, and I was like, I like this. Like, maybe I should start smoking, like, real cigars. And I smoked a cigar
like
one
like
time.
You like the feeling
dog.
Of it?
Yeah. I think I just liked
the buzz.
It wasn't like a buzz. I just liked the taste.
Yeah.
And, like, the fact that some smoke was coming out of my mouth. Because that was the cool shit. When you're a freshman in college, and you've been sheltered your whole life. Not, like, bad sheltered, but sheltered.
Yeah. When was the first time you smoked weed?
At the 650.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
With Bose and Seth's ex. It was the most random.
And I don't know if that's what you want to smoke with for your first time.
Nightmare blunt rotation.
Was it a blunt? Because I remember we had like a volcano. It was like a bag that filled up.
No, it wasn't that. What the fuck? Yeah. No. No.
We had that. Was it a good buzz or a good high?
Yeah. I remember going to McDonald's and I was so self-conscious because like I wanted to obviously join Optic and be a part of that. And it was before NOLA. And it was like the 5 days that I was there randomly.
You were so willing. You were like, whatever they're into,
whatever.
I'm into.
I'll do whatever. So they were like, you want to smoke? And I was like, yes.
That's what we do here in Optic. That's what I'll do.
So I'm in the back seat. I forget who's even in the car. I think Bose is driving.
Oh.
Maybe you're there too. I don't know. But I'm in the back seat. I'm in the back seat and I laughed. I think I was laughing the entire time. Like the entire and I was laughing and in my brain I was like, dude, if you keep laughing, like they're gonna think you're weird. And it made me laugh more.
That's so funny. At least you didn't like freak out.
Stop laughing. Stop laughing. Like they don't know you like that. Like stop laughing. Like I kept telling myself, no.
Wait, are you in the back seat?
Laughing by myself. Laughing by myself.
No one really knows you.
No one knows me.
I mean, at least you didn't like freak out.
Dude, if I would have, that would have been way worse.
Yeah.
But I remember going back and trying to edit. And I was like, dude, I can't edit at all.
And then you get like the munchies for the first time.
Yeah. And I remember, and I kept thinking about people in high school being like, dude, I love like smoking and then driving, or like smoking and then like making music, or smoking and doing whatever.
And
I was sitting there like high, looking at my computer screen. And that's all I could think about were all those stories from high school. And I was like, how do people do anything?
Yeah.
Like, it was worse than being drunk. Like, well, you as also, far as, like, focus.
For your first time, you also had really good weed, I'm sure. My first time was, like, I mean, we called it Hagerstown Brown. But that, I swear to God, that was the best weed. I don't know if I've, I feel like I've talked about Hagerstown Brown before, maybe on the Flycast, maybe on stream or something. But it was my... Once I graduated from that and started smoking the shit that they were smoking, like that's when it started. I started like freaking out a little bit.
Like good stuff?
Yeah. Like I went to Chicago for the LAN network LAN, and that's when I first, I think, smoked actual real good weed, and it just freaked me the fuck out. And then from there, it just, it got, just every time I smoked, I would semi freak out, and then I quit. But I remember when I first started smoking, it was the best, man. There was no feeling like it was so not like blissful, but it was just so nice. Of every time I smoked, it just felt good. Like every shit was funny.
I wonder how many people
music was better.
I wonder how many people smoke weed and listen to the Flycast.
Someone's high as fuck right now.
Right now. They're just
probably driving and doing stuff. Like
they're just listening to us like.
Yeah.
I remember.
Dude, the fuck. I miss what it used to do to me. Nowadays, I have to make sure I'm in like a good headspace to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But when I first started, man, I remember getting high for the first time. I was in like the passenger seat of my friend's car, and he was playing Gorilla Zoe. I'm lost on the road. And it was just, it sounded so cool. I felt like I could hear everything. I went home and I would like, I heard about like people doing playing video games high and shit. I just started like trying shit, playing Halo high, beating off high, like just like experimenting everything high.
Playing Halo high and beating off at the same time,
dude. Yeah, like going to work high, get on my lunch break, get off high, and now fuck no, I couldn't do any of that. I don't understand. And I had anxiety back then, but it was like. Like I remember going to a party and feeling like uncomfortable, and like I didn't really drink like that. Not, I think I was like 16, 17, and these were like probably like 18, 19, 20-year-olds. And everyone's drinking. I really wasn't like comfortable. I was nervous, social anxiety, and I smoked to like chill out. But like now that could never happen. If I was like in an unfamiliar place and smoked,
you'd freak out.
Yeah, I would just freak the fuck out.
Like the optic party?
Wait, what optic party? Wait, did I freak out?
You and
wait, what optic party?
We spent like 2 months planning a party in LA, an optic party,
and
you
guys
were—you guys were there for 15 minutes.
No,
and
that
then
was
left?
Michelle.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
okay,
that kind of it kind of pissed me off because she had been drinking, and she doesn't smoke.
Yeah,
like she doesn't like smoking. Like she's kind of like me to where like she thinks like if she smokes she'll freak out or. Just never I think she's tried it a few times, never liked it. And which I like. Like, I find it attractive that she doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't want, like, a pothead girlfriend or something. But anyways, we go to that party, and then she was drinking, and we're in L.A., and I just know she thinks she's cool. We're at some fucking mansion party or whatever in L.A., and then, like, someone hands her the blunt, and I see her grab it. And, like, she's, like, not against smoking. She doesn't care what anyone else does, but she'll always just say no. Like, she just has no interest. But, like, she's tipsy. Someone hands it to her, and she just, like, goes with the flow, hits it, like, twice. And I look at her doing it, and I'm like, all right, we'll see where this goes. Then, like, 15 minutes later, she's, like, slurring and, like, doesn't feel good, and she has to go sit down. And it's one of those, like, are you all right? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. It's like, no, you're fucking not. You're literally about to blow chunk. She, like, goes and sits on the side of the yard on the steps, and I'm like, great. So then I take her back, and I'm like, yo, I'm going to just take her back. I'll bring her back. We get back to the hotel, drop her off. I'm like, I'm not fucking going. So it fucks some people up.
Yeah.
I want to get back to your question.
I asked a question.
Married or baby?
Oh, my God.
Because I've been thinking about that lately.
Which one?
Which one would I do first? I mean, what do we say? We don't really care about either. I do. I don't care at all about getting married, to be honest. I think a baby I for sure want. Like, I have to have a little NEAC, and it has to be a boy.
That's not...
Having a girl would scare me. I saw a podcast, and I'm just going to fucking derail from the question again. But I saw a podcast. It's a father-daughter podcast.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter brought up to him. She was like, hey, I want to ask you something. Like, it's a pretty big question, or it's a pretty big, pretty big question. I don't know what you'll think of it, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, just save it for the podcast. This might be good then. He's like, all right. And then she saves it for the podcast, and they're talking a little bit, and she was like, okay, so my question is, I've been thinking about starting an OnlyFans.
I knew you were going to say that.
And he, tell his soul left his fucking body, but he's one of those dads that's like, I love you. I will support you no matter what. Like, he's always dropping knowledge on the podcast. His face got so red. It sucked the soul out of him. And even me, I was sitting there, and I'm watching it from like a TikTok clip or something. And I've seen them pop up before, just talking about like random subjects. And it just sucked. Like, I felt it. Like, my gut got like, it's almost like as if you like caught your girl cheating, and it's just that fucking, your stomach drops. And it, like, I felt that. His face got so red. And he tried his hardest to, like, give a loving response. And, like, she's sitting there, like, accepting his loving response. And then, like, she starts, like, tearing up a little bit. But it was just, like, I don't know what the end result came out to be. Like, he was sitting there saying, like, you're grown enough to make your own choices. Do what you want. I can only try to lead you a certain way and hope you... You know, at the end of the day, I'm just worried for your safety. Like, once you start do something like this, you're going to have a lot of creeps finding out where you live, where you go, blah, blah, blah. Your safety's the number one priority to me. Like, he's talking to her like that. But it was just like, I don't know. It's just soul crushing hearing that. And everyone in the comments is like, do not fucking do it. Like, look, just... I don't know how she could say, especially if she ends up doing it, I don't know how she could say that to her dad, see the reaction.
Podcast is rough.
Yeah. See his live reaction of how it made him feel. Like, you could just tell. I felt it. It was bad. And if she would still go through with it, like, I could never do that to my mom.
Yeah, no.
Like, if there was a decision where, like, I could just tell it fucking would suck the soul out of my mom, it wouldn't even be on the table. And I know she knows, because I think their podcast is, like, pretty successful. and like I'm sure people think she's like cute and shit, and it's probably a bunch of fucking weird creeps, and she knows she will bank from this. The father-daughter podcast and the daughter starts doing OnlyFans, it's fucking sickening. But she knows she will make so much money off it.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, how could you? I don't know if I'm like wrong for saying it, but it's like, how could you do that to your dad? I don't know if she's going to do it. And she's saying like, she's not gonna, it'll be like, she's not going to be on there like fingering herself or something. Like it's going to be like more, not PG, but probably like butt cheeks, lingerie.
Like risque shit.
Yeah, risque. But I don't know. I don't know how you could do that. And that's just what I think about when I have a daughter. And it fucking
see, I don't think when I think me. Of I mean I think like when I if I wanted if I have a kid, I'd want a boy. Obviously I'd want a boy. And Alexis says she wants a daughter. And I like if I have a daughter, like I'm too I just know I didn't grow up with sisters. I didn't grow up, you know, I was an only child, and so we did dude shit all the time. We would go to my soccer games, or like my dad liked the wilderness, so we would go like camping and shit. But if I had a daughter, like, dude, I wouldn't know what to do, and I would never be able to say no to her. And Alexis was like, you would be able to say no. And I'm like, all it would take is like, imagine like a little kid coming up to you, little daughter, and being like, Dad, can I go play with my friends? And you're just like, yes, go do whatever you want.
Do you like kids?
I like kids. I'm not good with kids anymore, but I like kids. I used to like babysit in the nursery and shit.
I'm uncomfortable. Really? I'm like uncomfortable with kids. Even when
is it because of you? Even when, or is it because of society?
I think I'm just weird. Like, like it's like I like find them dumb. Because they are dumb.
They are dumb.
But it's, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I've only held a baby a few times.
I don't like babies.
And I'm always just like, I'll do this, toddlers. Take the picture, hold it for a few minutes.
Yeah, I don't.
But I'm never just like looking in their eyes. Like, I love babies. They're so innocent. Like, I'm always just like, I don't know. It does something to me.
In fact, if I ever
I can't, even if they're like young, like, playful 8-9 years old, I just can't. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm just not.
Yeah,
I can't play with them, and like I can't get in that the kid zone.
I was saying to my family, because all my cousins have kids, so like every time I go visit home, everyone's like, "You're next." I'm like, "They're okay." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like my young cousins have like 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
So like I'm a little late, you know?
Yeah, I'm late.
And so now that their kids are like growing up, like I'll go and I'll like, you know, like make jokes with them and throw the ball with them and like, you know, like do stuff like that. But when they were babies, they would try to hand me the baby and I was like, nah, mm-hmm. I don't mess with babies. Like I was trying to figure out a way, like if Alexa and I have a baby, if I can like drop them off somewhere and then like come back in 5 years and pick them up.
Say that again.
Like Alexis and I have a baby, uh-huh. And like I drop the baby off somewhere, uh-huh. And then like they do the first 3 years, first 4 maybe, and then I come back and
see
pick
if
them
it's.
Up.
You might be able to work
like
that
Uber?
Out. Yeah, there's probably something like there's I'm sure there's an app for that.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, you'll check it out whenever you have a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if it's if it was like someone else's kid, I could do that. Like if I had to like take care of someone else's kid, like say something to happen to your kid and you signed it over to me, I'd probably just like drop them off somewhere for like 8 years. But if it was my kid. I feel like if it's my kid, just knowing it's a little me, just knowing how amazing I am,
right.
And just knowing they'll have a spark of that.
Yeah.
That would like make me love them. Especially a son. Especially if he had red hair.
Yeah.
just knowing a kid has to happen one way or another. If I like magically find out I can't have kids or something, I don't know. Might destroy me a little bit. But I mean, for as much as I don't really like kids, I definitely want a kid of my own.
Just dude, it's only a matter of time before this whole place is a fucking nursery. Seth married. You and I, we're getting along.
Getting there.
Will, kid. Damon, two.
Bo's baby mama. Bo's which we baby can't mama. Joke about anymore.
Yeah, she's starting to get mad.
No, Bo's is getting pissed. Dude, he actually does not like that joke at all. So I have to just like instantly clear it up because he's like, he'll be like, dude, this could fuck up like something I got going. Like, what if this baddie likes me? She hears a clip comes out about Bo's baby mama, or she sees a tweet or Instagram comment. Like, what if that fucks up my situation? Like,
yeah,
I think Bo's looks at it like that. He does not like that joke at all. And people keep, like randomly saying stuff to him about it. And I don't know how it got started, but I saw someone tweet something like a baby mama joke, and he responded in all seriousness, I know it's a joke, but I'm going to have to start blocking some of y'all because this ain't funny, or like something like
holy
that.
Shit.
I swear.
Oh no.
So the Bo's
baby mama joke is 99% a joke. No, it is 100%
a joke. No more Bo's baby mama jokes.
No more Bo's baby mama jokes, unless you're Hex. He's the only one that can make them.
But soon enough, you're right. This whole goddamn place. Imagine.
I mean, you got
to
think.
Trying to think. When,
how many people
what if we're still
opt-in?
Doing this in like 8 years and our kids join us for a podcast?
Dude.
That'd be
the little fly cast. Oh,
man. I can't wait to have a kid and then use my baby for like gifted subs. Like the baby gets breakfast if you drop 20 gifted. No baby breakfast unless we hit 2,000 subs.
Dude, you're so fucked up. Oh my god, no, the world is so fucked, man.
Yeah, one day everyone here's gonna have a kid. We're gonna have a little get together. I wonder if we'll all, I don't know, hopefully one day I can afford Hex and Scump's neighborhood. I'm gonna say, like, what if we all just lived in, like, the same neighborhood-ish in Frisco?
I'm staying in Frisco, bro.
You think, for a long time?
Yeah. Alexis and I will probably split, like, locations for a little bit. Even, there's not really any rush until a kid has to go to school. But I think the school system in Frisco is really good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Alex and I have talked about it a lot, but we'll probably continue to split because Arizona is so fucking nice, bro. It's so nice.
Yeah.
But like I also love it here. I don't like downtown, but I like Frisco a lot. I don't know how you do it. Oh, wait. Are you all moved in?
Mm-mm. We move in. We'll be in about 12 days. We'll start putting shit in the house.
Fuck yeah. Dude, you're so hype.
Yeah. I can't wait to just have my own place. It's a 4-bedroom. I'm going to have a streaming room. She's going to have an office. I'm like, you're not like me. I need the streaming room. You're like, I don't know why I'm making a competition. But she's like, can we put the clothes hanger in your streamer? I'm like, no. My stream is my stream room. I don't know if you're even allowed in. She was like, can we put Junior's bed in? No. My room, my stream room, fucking, I'm going to have to get, but I'm going to have a stream room. She'll have an office. We'll have a guest bedroom. Then we have like an extra bathroom for Junior. That's his room is what we call it. And then we have a yard. It's going to be so nice. Yeah. I think I'm going to put like a little ice bath pod in the back. Use it twice and waste $4,000 or something. But yeah, so it's only 20-25, I would say, with traffic 25-30 minutes from here. Without traffic, probably 20 minutes. So drive, not too bad. It's in a brand new area. It's a brand new house. Hopefully no weird neighbors. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely excited to not be around, not being stacked within hundreds of people in an apartment.
Yeah.
That'll be nice. I don't mind. I think if I was, talking to James about this, but I was like, if I was single, I like might want to live down here.
Oh, I, but, I and
he was
agree
he was
that.
Explaining, he was like, yeah, that's what I thought too, but I'm like ready to get out of here as well. Because it was, but it's also, it wouldn't, being single wouldn't, and living down here would be a detriment to my life. Because it'd be like meeting girls, hanging out with the boy, going out with them, and I would just like be getting drunk because I'm in these social situations. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'd fuck up my streams. It'd fuck up, like I'm finally at a point now where I think I got all that out of my system, and I just want to lock in, get shredded for the 12th year straight, but just lock the fuck in, have my own place, not be, I can take the dogs for a walk or just let them in the backyard. I don't, like when we let our dog out where we're at now, like we're on the first floor and like, so we can just walk right outside, but there's just people non-fucking stop. Like, not, it's not the biggest issue, but it's just something about people being around. It's just like, I'm so over it. And that's all the city life is. It's just people nonstop.
City, yeah.
And it's like some people saying hi, and it's like, do I make eye contact with them? Do I don't? Do I say hi? Do I don't? Their dogs want to play with our dogs.
See, I think people our age.
It's just like, fuck, I'm so over it.
I think people our age and older that never got to experience like a year in New York or a year in LA or a year in Boston, you know, or Chicago, downtown Chicago. Like, I'll always like wonder what it was like. And I do kind of regret not doing it, but I don't want to do it now. Paige, hop on.
Okay.
Okay. She said, I got to go to the bathroom.
I mean, I would say it is definitely an experience worth having. Yeah. I mean, I can't even say I moved down here and basically just like started living with Michelle. And it's like, we would go out every now and then, but it just turns into the whole like down to, I'm just not like social enough for the downtown life. Like, motherfuckers are always going out to eat, going to a bar, just having a few drinks.
Oh, I'm eating meat again.
Getting drunk again. Hmm?
I'm eating meat again.
Oh my God. Yeah. How's that going?
It's great.
Yeah. First off, that's fucking insane you did that for a year.
A year. Dude, it changed me mentally more than anything. Like,
really? Like, yeah, you know you can do it? You know if you want to.
No, it's more of just like, I can't, like, being a vegan is crazy. It's like mentally, that's, you think, like the way that Alexis thinks about food, because she's type 1 diabetic, every piece of food for her is like a number. Like, this probably has 15 carbs in it. This has 20 carbs. Like, if I eat this and drink this, then I have to take this many units of insulin. Like, food to her is like a math.
She's like a bodybuilder, but
nah, survival.
Yeah, but
not
to survive.
Not to look cool on stage. And vegans, like, kind of the same thing, where obviously way less extreme, but everything is just like, I wonder if this has butter in it. Do you think this is made of cheese? I wonder what stovetop this was cooked on. Or like, yeah. Or like you're like, oh, I wonder what if these chips were made with milk ingredients. And dude, everything is just like, I wonder if I can eat that. Can I eat that? And walking into a grocery store on, you know, New Year's Eve, because I made chicken that night, I was just like I used to walk by the sweets section and not even look at it, because I can't eat anything.
Yeah.
Everything has milk in it. Everything has like some sort of cream in it. But now I can eat it all again. And it's just like getting your mind back to that was weird. It was weird. Like I would like, because at first I was just like, all right, I'm going to get chicken. So I went and I got chicken and I got rice and I was like, oh, cool. I can't believe I can eat this. But then I would walk by like fucking like a donut. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, I can have a donut. I'd walk by like milk or like a croissant. And I'm like, I can have a croissant again. Like, there's just so many.
Wait, what's in a croissant?
Eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just, there's just like everything that's made with butter or eggs or cheese. Cheese, especially. Like, there's so many like.
Cheese is so good.
Like little minute meals that I can make now that have cheese in them. Even vegetarian stuff, I couldn't even have that because it's mostly like cheesy vegetables and shit. So regardless, it's been great. I think over the past week, so this year I'm doing no food apps. So
damn,
over this past week, I've just been like making food and like, you know, or going to grab food and getting like rotisserie chickens and stuff. Dude, I feel healthier in the last week than I have the past year. From just making food at home.
So you would order a bunch of vegan shit? Like you would have your go-tos?
Dude, I bet you this is going to be gross. But I bet you last year, I probably had 120 sofrito bowls from Chipotle. Probably 120.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. It's so gross.
If there was not meat in my Chipotle, I'm not fucking eating it.
Yeah, well, I did it 100. I had to have been like 115.
Were you eating out a shit ton?
A lot, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that and like ordering shit.
But I think
food apps is like the worst thing ever.
Just the past 2 days, I've spent over $100 on DoorDash.
Dude, I bet you I'm going to save so much.
Two meals
much
for me
money
and Michelle will be like $60 total.
Yeah.
Plus, like with the tip included. Yesterday I did the same thing and it's just like, it's fucking insane.
And plus it's just like, it's not always the best. Like, there's nothing wrong with Chipotle bowls, or it's not a lot wrong with Chipotle bowls, but dude, some of the stuff I was ordering.
Yeah.
And just the like when I make a decision, it is 100% in my mind, which is like kind of psychotic, but like it's something that I use to my advantage. And so like when I get off stream where I would normally order Taco Bell, or before the vegan stuff, order McDonald's. And I'm just like, dude, I'm too tired. Like now I just, the freedom of like, I'm not doing that. So I like have fruit in the fridge, or like I have like chicken that I made earlier. And I can whip
that
up. So
it's not even hard right now. You're just, you know, you're going to do it.
Oh yeah. It's already done.
I need to fucking do that.
It's already done for me.
You're in that mindset?
It's already off. It's already off my phone.
Yeah.
Favor, Uber, DoorDash, they're off my phone. So like it will not happen. Dude, it's more freeing. The vegan thing was never freeing. It was more of just like, I wonder how I'm going to be able to do this. But it was like, I respect vegans now, even though they're still annoying. But like, I know why they're annoying. It's because they're, what they do is fucking hard. It's fucking hard. But dude, this one so far, I know it's only been a week and I got a lot to go, but it's been so freeing. I'm just like, dude.
How do you feel? Do you feel any different physically?
Going back?
No? Yeah.
When I eat bad, I've been eating mostly chicken and rice and I feel great. But Alexis and I did get McDonald's one night because I was like, you know, I haven't had McDonald's and
you gotta get McDonald's.
The last time I had food was when Hilton cooked in, the last time I had meat was when Hilton cooked in the mountains.
Damn.
That's the last time. Cause I went vegetarian that December.
Yeah. Holy shit.
That was the
shit.
Last time I had food. So that, to put it in perspective how long it's been.
Yeah.
So
God damn.
So I went with Alexis and I was like, let's get some McDonald's. And dude, I ate.
What'd you get?
I got like a McChicken with mac sauce. And then I got two cheeseburgers.
Oh, okay. That's, you're ordering correctly.
Yeah. And I ate the cheeseburgers.
With a large fry?
I ate the cheeseburgers. And then I had like half the McChicken, and dude, that's the only thing that fucked me. I was fighting for my life. And dude, it felt like there was a brick in my stomach. It's the first time I felt that since I stopped eating meat.
Really?
Like a brick in my stomach.
Because I fucking, feel that all the time.
This is gross, but I like shit, and it was like, it like fucking painted the bowl.
Yeah.
The first time that's happened like in a year
super,
and a half.
Super sticky.
Year and a half. That hasn't happened to me in like two, like a year and a half. And it's the first time
like
that happened.
Like diarrhea or just like super sticky?
That. Like you flush and it's still there, yeah. And then you have to fucking, yeah.
Well, I just leave mine.
That's
Michelle
disgusting.
That's so like, I've done it, and she's walked in and be like, ew, what the fuck?
I know that's gross, but that didn't happen the whole time I was vegan.
So you haven't gone crazy? Like, I'm back. Let me get cheesecake, donuts.
No, I'm too scared for me and my asshole are too good of friends to like for me to do that to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like I haven't gotten like a big cheese zalat and then just dunked it in the sriracha. Yeah. Like I want to.
I did that the other day. I ate healthy for, I was exercising. I was getting back into the rhythm of everything. It was probably like 3 weeks of like daily streams and I'm waking up, I'm exercising, but I'm still eating kind of shit. And I just felt like, I still felt just like kind of like I'm fucking forcing myself to do this. I still didn't feel in the best mindset. I'm like waiting for it to, like, I'm back on my shit. Like, when do I start feeling good? Then I was like, all right, I can't judge. And I've said this so many times. I can't judge how I feel when I'm sitting here eating like shit.
Yeah.
I was like, starting tomorrow. that's a funny two words. Starting tomorrow, I'm eating fucking clean. And then I ate clean for like 4 or 5 days. And I was like, this is the feeling.
This is why I'm not depressed.
I feel light. I'm not depressed. Like, I feel lighter. My stomach doesn't hurt. I'm not coming to the office and like, wait, I got to go shit.
Dude,
like, I'm like, it's just, I feel like my brain, it's literally my perspective on life changes.
Yep.
And not on like some like, it's like I see life through a new lens. It's not like anything actually changes, but it's just the lens I'm seeing life through. Things seem better.
Yeah.
Seeing people smile is, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Watching a stand-up comedy is like funnier. Like just different. Walking into a store to grab fucking pet food and there's like people around and someone's in your way and you don't, and it's a little crowded. Like I'm not like freaking out. Not to say I'm freaking out, but it's like I'm just like a little uncomfortable and it's like I look like a fucking freak. Haven't got a haircut in a month. I hope someone doesn't recognize me and want to take a picture. Like that shit like that would like randomly go through my mind. Not like it does all the time, but like that's what my mindset would be when I was eating like shit. The lens of life would just be like, it was like a darker lens. Mm-hmm. But then when I start eating healthier, it's like shit just starts brightening up. And then these last 2 days I've been eating like shit again because I ate healthy for like a week. And then I was like, I'm so fucking hungry. I'm just craving pizza. And I ate like 8 pieces of pizza. Had this chocolate, or it was Nutella banana stromboli. Was it a stromboli or a calzone? It was like a Nutella banana calzone with 8 pizzas of pizza with like a Mountain Dew and then with milk. And I ate
that. God bless the USA.
And I ate that. And I didn't immediately, I was like, God, that was so fucking good. And I was like, I don't regret this. Tomorrow I'm back on my shit. And then tomorrow, next day.
You look at your stomach and it's just.
And I didn't even care. I was like, fuck it, I earned this. This was so good because starting tomorrow, I'm back on my shit again.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow was yesterday. And I ate pretty regular, nothing crazy bad. But then I got home after my, you know, 7-8 hour streams, which I now do daily. And I was just fucking starving. And I was like, fuck, what do I order? Instead of making food, I was like, I want to order something. Like, I'm thinking of ordering something because the day before I ordered something. Like, I'm already thrown off my fucking momentum.
That's the biggest thing.
And I'm like, let me, I was like, fuck it. Today, we'll order something. Michelle leaves today. So I was like, this is your last night here. Let's order
it's
something.
It's always something,
There's
bro.
Always
it's
a fucking
something
you can find an excuse. And I was like, let's order Chewy's, which is like this Mexican place. And they have this ranch that's so good. And I got fajitas. And I just, I ate all the fajitas. Had a fuck ton of ranch. I was just dipping the chips in ranch and eating it. And I think I ate. Then after I was so full, I was like, fuck, why did I do that? Like, that's when the when I, after I ate the pizza just one day, I was like, fuck, that was so good. I was like, I don't regret it because tomorrow I'm going to start. But then when it turns into second day in a row, I'm completely stuffing myself with bullshit. I'm like, fuck, why did I do that, man? Yeah. And then like a few hours later pass, it's like 11 p.m. I'm laying in bed. I may or may not have smoked. And I was like, I could eat something and then just pass right the fuck out. I was like, let me just go make a peanut butter and jelly. So I make two peanut butter and jellies, absolutely stack the peanut butter and the jelly. I put a banana in between it, eat both of those, tall glass of milk. I pass out, and now here I am. And now it's like, today is the day. And I don't feel, I feel the darkness of the lens of life. Like I was, whenever I texted you, I was like, do you want to cancel the flycast? Because I looked at my your location. And I saw you were still in Frisco, but my shit was just lagging.
Yeah.
I was like, holy fuck, he's still there. Dude. I was like, I'm down to just cancel. It was raining. I had these on. I wasn't trying to walk
across. I hydroplaned the whole way here.
I wasn't trying to walk across, get my fucking socks soaked. And I was just like, I picked up dog food beforehand. I was just wasting time. I was like, dude, fuck. No, Paige wasn't answering my text to like let me in the gold garage so I wouldn't have to walk through the rain. I was like, fuck this. And I like got kind of annoyed. My windows were all foggy, and I was like kind of annoyed. Then it was like, and it was just like, this is the fuck. This is my the food I've ate these last 2 days are like making me. I don't think I would be annoyed and like be wanting to cancel the flycast if I didn't eat that shit food. So now today, I went to the gym. I've been good with exercising, but food is just hard. But today I absolutely have to switch it around, or I'm gonna fucking lose momentum. Then I be forgetting that I don't have to be this depressed fuck. Mm-hmm. The food that I put in my body, if I'm eating clean, drinking hella water, getting my electrolytes, and exercising, and hitting some goals as far as streaming goes, and blah blah blah, the whole world just feels lighter and better. So today I gotta switch that around, but I can't believe you. And it's going to be hard with Michelle gone because if Michelle leaves out of town, she's leaving to like go with her dad to like look at horses and buy them. And the time she has left, I just go fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. And just, I'm an absolute pig. I don't cook once. So I'm going to have to clutch up and not fucking fall into that because life is so much better once I treat my gut right.
I think I've cooked. And when I say cook, I mean like Instapot chicken, but I've cooked like more in the past week than I have in the past 3 years.
Yeah.
Four maybe.
It's a nice rhythm to get into.
It is nice. It does feel good.
Because these restaurants, they are cooking with straight fucking oil. Even Chipotle. Like you think chicken and steak, yeah. But they are just sitting there spraying with their spray bottles. That's oil. And they're just spraying. They spray the
grill.
Then they throw the chicken on. They spray on top of the chicken, flip the chicken, spray a little more oil. Like, and that shit is the worst for you. So it's like you can make that same shit. Obviously, it tastes better. But when you make it from home, it's just you don't have that extra fucking bullshit butter. You get eggs at a fucking restaurant. Like, they're melting a shit ton of butter down, putting the egg on that, flipping it. Like, they're cooking your egg and butter. And I don't. Well, I mean, you could do that from home. It's not necessarily the worst, but just cutting out the like extra restaurant-y bullshit is so much better. I just can't believe you haven't gone crazy with your return.
Well, dude, I'm just so scared. I'm so nervous.
Do you feel like you're on like a good path?
Well, dude, even having chicken and rice is going crazy for me.
Like stomach-wise?
No, just like taste wise, like it just tastes really? So good, like so good.
What are you cooking your chicken in? It's not just like plain.
No. The first night I made like
I saw it in like a pot of fucking juices.
Yeah. Right? So the first night I made banana pepper chicken. That shit was fucking gas.
TikTok recipe?
YouTube recipe. Oh. Well, my mom was like, peppercini chicken or banana pepper chicken. It's like banana peppers and then ranch seasoning. And then you fucking put banana pepper juice in there and then you pressure cook it and dude, it's good.
Yeah.
It's really good. And then I've made like North Carolina barbecue chicken with like the sauce that is really popular in North Carolina, Eastern North Carolina. So, and then besides that, I've had the little healthy meals that you can get at restaurants like that are already made for you and shit. But when I make a pot of chicken, like that's good for like 3 days.
Yeah.
So I just eat that for like 3 days.
Are you afraid to dive into the depths of sweets?
Yeah.
Of like, dude, once you start, it's going to be super hard.
Alexis ordered me Krispy Kremes for my birthday.
Yeah.
They melt in your mouth, bro.
Oh, so you had them yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah. How many you eat?
Like 4 or 5.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
5 throughout the day. She was like, I was going to get you half a dozen, but I got you a dozen instead. I was like, dude, you should have got me half a dozen because I just want to eat them all.
Yeah.
I know where they're at right now. I'm thinking about them right now.
Are you doing it? Like, do you just think that will start momentum of like craving that kind of stuff? Because are you like not really craving it?
Not really. Yeah. Not,
I feel like once you don't have it for a long time, don't even like crave it like that.
I am not really craving it.
But since you ate the donuts yesterday, do you feel like, ooh, that was fucking
good? I want some
donuts. I could fuck something up today.
Yeah,
well.
They're just regular glazed. I'm like, well, what about chocolate glaze? Maybe some sprinkles on it. Like,
yeah, I could just get one more box.
Just one more. I bet you if I microwave it.
After that box, I'll give it up for the year again and then just like eat healthy and shit.
And then next thing you know, next time I'm in the grocery store, I'm not going to walk past the sweets.
Dude,
I'm going to walk past the pastries and be like, oh, wait,
that
apple cobbler pastry looks.
Now that I'm not vegan anymore, I can just start dabbling into stuff.
Maybe like pickle.
As long as I don't go crazy.
Next thing you know,
next thing you know, you're eating 2 Pop-Tarts and a bag of muffins before you go to sleep every single night, which is like what I was falling into. Fucking. Just the word, not even like good sweets, just
something sweet.
I was eating Pop-Tarts, these bagged muffins. I don't even remember what they were called.
Dude,
just absolute bullshit.
Pred brought these little chocolate bars that the production team has in there. They're called like Tim Tams. Dog. I had one and I was like, yo, Paige, can I have one?
Is he Australian?
Yeah.
What are they, some Australian chocolate
chip? They might be Australian. I don't know.
It's just chocolates he bought here.
Yeah, he might have just got them from 7-Eleven.
Some crazy Australian chocolate.
But, I had one, and I was like, oh, my God.
I bought the...
I haven't had, like, a Twix yet or, like a cookies and cream Hershey's bar.
Yeah. Dude, the other day I had... It's just these square chocolates with, like, caramel in the middle. I had, like, 6 of those. With something else, like, it was, the 2 days were just really bad. I gotta lock the fuck in, which is obviously one of my 20, it is 2024.
Holy
I don't know where
shit.
We're at on the podcast, but it's 2024. Where are we at with Hitch a Ride's 2024 goals?
What do you mean?
What are your goals for 2024?
I really want to focus on Around the Bar this year, and... Obviously, the food apps thing is good, so that's going well. Got some life decisions to make this year, which I'm excited about. And
a baby.
No baby. No baby 24.
Okay.
Baby maybe late 25.
Baby 25.
Maybe late 25.
Baby maybe 25.
But yeah, I really want to... I mean, TST ended pretty damn strong in 2023.
Oh, yeah.
So, 2024, I want to keep the TST momentum, and I also want to focus on Around the Bar a lot.
How does that feel to go? What did the subtrain end at? How does the subtrain end?
Exhaustion.
Okay, well, what did the subtrain reach?
I think it was 6,100, 6,100, something like that.
And are you live when it ends? Are you just like, hey, we've been live 10 hours?
Like, it got to a point where like people were waiting till the last second.
Yeah, and it'd be one sub. One and then sub. It's just...
But we were so like mentally, dude, we had been dancing and like
yeah,
freaking out and like mentally just spiritually drained.
Yeah. So you ended it while the subtrain was still going?
Yeah.
Damn.
We did the first, our last biggest subtrain was 3 years ago. And it
I
was...
feel like you should be just be like, George, stay on.
Yeah, but then it just keep this ends. Going. But then you don't get to choose when it ends. Like, the thing with, like, a subtrain that is, like, people are just keeping alive is, like, it will turn into a subathon.
Yeah.
Like, you will stream for 12 hours.
I'm thinking about doing a subathon of just, but putting a cap on, like a 48-hour cap. But it's I can also.
That's a 48-hour stream.
But I can also sleep.
Yeah. You could sleep on subathons. Ludwig slept on his subathon.
Because I can't just do a subathon. I have a fucking... I mean, I'm not saying my community would keep me going for 30 days. But it was like, you never know.
Your community would.
Like, just every... Right when it ends in 5 minutes, someone would do it.
Here's the thing is, you got to think about the outreach that Optic has. So, you go live, you play... You go live for your subathon, a bunch of people come in. 100 bomb is what, already a day? I think that's a day. So then you play with Seth. You play with Seth all day. Seth talks about your subathon. Then at the end, even if he hosts you or not, people know you're on a subathon.
Yeah.
So they're going to come over. And then maybe you chill for a little bit. You just watch videos or whatever. We go live at night. And I'm at one point, people are going to come in and be like, Nick's still on a subathon. I'm like, oh shit, is he sleeping? And then I host you that night. And then you're the only Optic member on from 4 a.m., besides maybe formal, from 3 a.m.
They'll be live with me during the subathon.
From 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., 7 a.m. And then, so people are like, oh, I wonder what Nick, they're waking up. They're like, I wonder what Nick's, dude,
is he still live?
You gain so much momentum through the subathon. There's a lot of boring parts, but the overall, like people just recognizing that you're on it. Right now, there's this Pokemon player, United Haze, that's on a subathon. And he's been on a subathon for like 7 days right now. And he's playing in my tournament in 2 hours.
Dude, I just can't.
And it's like, I've watched a total of a minute and a half to 5 minutes of his subathon, but I always check in because I'm like, dude, I wonder if he's still going. I click on it and I'm like, yep, he's still fucking playing Pokemon. And I click off.
Does it show his sub train?
Yeah. So he's doing it on, he's doing it on YouTube. So he's his member. Let me look. I'll check it right now. It shows his like members or whatever.
So I can't call it a subathon if I end it at 48 hours.
No. That's a 48-hour stream. Because I think a subathon, the minimum cap you can have on a subathon is a week, in my opinion.
You just can't, I can't do one.
10 days. So he's on day 10.
If I was single, I'd do it.
Day 10, and he still has technically 6 hours left.
But then once that time starts winding down, people will be like, oh, here's a 50 bomb.
People will start
bomb.
Gifting more members. It's and he's on a 31 sub train right now. If he gets 20,000
sub train,
if he gets 20,000 members, then he resets the game that he's currently
playing.
I forgot
the sub train was like time, not
total.
Like the sub,
yeah.
I thought like the sub train would just keep going. I want to do one, but I have a girlfriend. We have dogs, and that's really enough right there.
That's. The thing with a TST subathon is we'd have to do it before. We'd have to do it now. Before late 2025. Late 25, little kid a ride. We'll have to work on the name, but before a little one comes up, like we're gonna have to do a subathon before then. And I think TST would crush a subathon.
Yeah,
I think we would.
You guys would. Because you guys would fucking like plan shit. fucking,
like, whenever we would have our TST segment, and then like I would go to bed and they would have like a Warzone segment, and then I would wake up and they would go to bed. You know, like we would be able to like split it up.
Yeah.
Have Atlas like produce the whole thing.
Giveaways.
Yeah. I think we would crush it, but we said whenever Ludwig was doing his subathon, which was what, 3 years ago at this point? 4 years ago? 3 years ago? We said if we ever hit 20K subs, we would do one. But then we lost.
I just don't know how.
8K subs.
Remember, Optic was going to do we were going to have like content creators come here, stream it, and everyone like stands in a circle or some shit, last to leave wins like 20 grand or something like that. And yes. I told Michelle about that. She was like, you better win that. And I was like, you wouldn't want me to win that. I was like, I'll be here for like 30 fucking days or something. I mean, I don't know how long I would actually end up being here.
Nope.
I was like, the old
I was the one planning that. And then it got fucking axed out from under me.
Yeah.
Pissed me off, dude.
I mean,
that video pissed me off.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I think that video, that would.
We're still going to do it one day.
But they were putting me in. I was like, I know I'm not gonna win. Like, I have the dogs. Like,
yeah.
You can't just have me leave for like 30 days straight.
Also, that video would not have gone over because we were gonna have like challenges and shit. That video would not have gone over 7 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we would have had like. Well, I can't. I'm not gonna tell you
just in case it
happens. Just in case it happens.
Oh, I thought, I was like, you don't understand the freaks they're probably going to bring in. That will sit here for 30 yeah. days.
Bringing fucking Blast, and he's just
fucking
shirtless. Just.
Yeah, like.
Yeah. But I think subathons are fun.
Yeah.
They're good for if you need a boost. Because subathons used to be for super small streamers. Yeah. Ludwig was the first one to do one that had like a following, like a huge following. Like the subathons that I had heard of before then were like people with like 10 to 15 viewers, and they would still stay on for like 12 hours mm-hmm. to a day. But then
there's
he
a Halo
did
streamer
one.
Hunter JGX, I see him, I feel like, do subathons all the fucking time,
dude. If you get that's a slippery slope, bro.
But it's like I think his will end up being like 12-16 hours or something. But yeah. I guess if you have like a big community, or like you have Optic surrounding you, or everyone that knows of Optic, like it really would just, I can't fucking just put a cap on it.
You can. You
but
can
it
put
just,
a cap
it'd
on,
be a fake ass fucking subathon.
To put it in perspective, Ludwig put a month cap on his. A month. 31 days.
If I was single, I could do it. I just can't. I mean, I can, but like
you can.
I can, but
wait. How
she
what
would
was
not.
Kaisenat?
She
what
would
was
not
Kaisenat?
Allow me.
Kaisenat went for. I think he put a cap on his too.
I think his was like weeks, wasn't it?
His was like a month as well.
I would do it. I think they both. I knew I'm hitting 20K subs or something, I would do it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
If
no,
you
I would
did,
have to do it.
If you did a subathon, I bet you would get 7 to 10K subs. Almost guaranteed.
That would be insane.
I almost guarantee it.
I don't know how motherfuckers.
But you would have to, like, do stuff. Like, you would have to, like. Like, the way subathons would die is if you go to sleep and, like, that's it.
Yeah. Like, I'd be pissed if I went to sleep, woke up, and, like.
Like Kaisenat, he had shit going the whole time.
He did it fucking
the
right.
The whole time there was shit happening.
See, I'm not on that. I would end up just like sitting over there and be like, all right, it starts now. I'd play Warzone for 8 hours, then watch YouTube videos. By hour 18,
you'd be freaking out.
I'd be like, I'm going to go to sleep. And then I'd wake up, it's over. I gained.
Got 45 subs.
I got 45 subs and it's fucking up. Oh, one person dropped 100 bomb and then I got like 18 resubs. And now my subathon's over. I wake up here at like 7 a.m. I'm like, okay, end stream, go home. Well, maybe. Don't know if we'll see the Maniac subathon or not. Will we see the TST subathon? We're not sure. But I guess that's going to do it for... You know what? I got a goddamn album of the week.
Let's hear it.
Someone called us out on stream the other day for not for forgetting. I'm like, trust me, if we like remembered, we would just like say, but for some, we made it a thing of the podcast, but then we just, I always forget. I just fucking forget. I don't know how to.
The last one we did was like the fucking J Electronica.
It's called.
The fucking Andre 3000 one was the last one we did.
Oh, the flutes. Tana, or I don't know if it's Tana or Tana. Tana Talk 3 by Benny the Butcher. Bro, have you listened to Benny the Butcher much?
Like all the Griselda guys.
Holy fucking bars.
No, it's nothing but
And then
bars.
I look
are
and
all
he's...
The, are all the songs like a minute and a half long? That's what...
No, this Griselda? One's 4 minutes. Really? Like, at least Benny the... I don't listen to much Griselda. I listen to Benny the Butcher, though. And he just has an album. One or two albums a year. Just every bars. Song is three.
It's just
4 minutes of bars. Fucking bars.
Yeah, I'll listen. I want to listen to that.
And it's the exact flow that I like.
I love, dude.
And
I
used
love that fucking flow.
I used to hear it, and I would, like, I used to hear him, and I'd be like, yeah, fuck with that. But then I'd, like, just go back to Drake or something.
Yeah.
And I also fell off of rap. I haven't listened to rap in, I swear, like, 2 years. Like, dude. I'll listen to Drake and shit every now and then, or if, like, if I'm pre-gaming, throw on Lil Wayne or something to...
Dude, I've been listening to
set
Yeet.
Set the mood of to what?
Yeet.
Really?
Yes.
I have not dove into Yeet
yet. Is insane. I don't know what's going on with me.
Well, next week, remember Yeet for his album of the week. He probably doesn't even have a fucking album.
I don't even know if he has an album. I just click on his Spotify.
Well, Tana Talk 3 by Benny the Butcher. Nothing but bars.
Yes,
sir. That's going to do it for this episode of the Flycast. Episode 97, Matt Craig, play that outro music.